أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ليس عليكم جناح أن تدخلوا بيوتا غير مسكونة فيها متاع لكم والله يعلم ما تبدون وما تكتمون. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 29 of Surah An-Nur, the last of the ayat that speak about requiring or not requiring permission when one enters a place or a house. So when the ayat that were revealed regarding seeking permission, Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that our people are travelers, whether it is from Makkah or Medina. They go to Syria and other places like Yemen, etc. And en route are these travelers in what we may term as Musafir Khanah in the Indo-Pak subcontinent. And those places are such that people will sleep. Sometimes it may not contain rooms, it may be a common area. Now what happens in that instance? Should we now ask permission? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed this ayah, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has now generalized entry into certain places. And Allah says, there is no blame upon you, laysa alaykum junah, there is no sin, there is no blame upon you, an tadkhulu buyutan, that you enter such homes, ghayra maskunatin, which is not inhabited by particular people. In other words, it's not the home of a particular people. It may be habitated, there may be somebody living there, but obviously that person is not the resident of that home permanently. Fiha mata'ul lakum, in it is benefit for you. Now this word mata is used in its original as benefit, or it could also mean a place in which you have stored your luggage or your belongings or your goods. You've come there, you've left your luggage there, and now do you need to seek permission all the time? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says no, that is not the case. From here there is now a generalization by extension, that if it is, for example, a place like the masjid, and if people were sleeping in the masjid, then also a person doesn't require any permission. If you look at the upstairs portion of this masjid, that we will get people coming to do the work of tabligh and da'wat in Allah, so they may sleep there. So now whoever comes in doesn't need to knock at the gate or ask for any permission, because it is now the responsibility of those that live there overnight for them to make sure that they are not in a position that others will not want to see them. They will take care, and like that, then the commentators of the Quran and the fuqaha, the jurists say, like that, for example, a madrasa or a school. However, there are certain areas can be restricted. Like for example, if you take a madrasa or a school, now you have a particular office that is for the principal or for an HOD, or you have a staff room for the staff, all those areas will now go under the private area where a person will be required to seek permission. And from here we see how much Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has educated us, and how much Allah Ta'ala has advised us in all these masail, so that mistakes do not happen as far as the genders are concerned and all of that. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا تَكْتُمُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, مَا تُبْدُونَ, what you reveal, what you expose, وَمَا تَكْتُمُونَ, and what you conceal, what you keep as a secret. All of that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is well aware of, and because of that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has formulated these laws, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has formulated these rules in this. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has wrote a few interesting points. One point is that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He used to visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so frequently that when the Yemenis people came, they thought he was part of the household. So that is how frequently he used to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that for you there is no need to seek entry, seek permission to enter. So long as I'm in the dwelling, then when I hear your footsteps, I will just make a little sound, maybe a cough sound or clearing my throat, and you may enter. Similarly, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, I used to visit our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once during the day and once in the evening, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said similar to him also. So sometimes when there's an informal relationship, then there is not much necessity for an absolute formal arrangement. The arrangement also can become a little informal. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.